Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it.
It's Thursday, June 27th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1255. Judge Eileen Cannon rejected Trump's claim that the FBI misled the court in order to obtain a search warrant for Mar-a-Lago related to his mishandling of national security secrets. In an 11-page ruling, Cannon said Trump's argument that the FBI misrepresented facts to a federal judge in order to secure the warrant were meritless. FBI agents found 103 classified documents, which eventually led to Trump's indictment after searching Mar-a-Lago in 2022. The judge, however, did agree to schedule additional hearings to resolve pertinent factual disputes related to key evidence in the case. Prosecutors expressed concerns that holding evidentiary hearings would result in a mini-trial that would subject some key witnesses to cross-examination before the actual trial. The judge wrote, "There is a difference between a resource-wasting and delay-producing mini-trial on the one hand, and an evidentiary hearing geared to adjudicating the contested factual and legal issues." Meanwhile, the Supreme Court struck down part of a federal anti-corruption law and ruled that state officials may accept gratuities from people who wish to reward them for their official actions. The ruling vacates the bribery conviction of a former Indiana mayor who accepted $13,000 from a trucking company after he directed about $1 million worth of city contracts to that company. The ruling, voted 6-3 along ideological lines, says federal anti-corruption laws only apply to situations where officials accept gifts before taking government action, not for being rewarded after. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson wrote in her dissent that the ruling relied on an absurd and atextual reading of the statute that only today's court could love. The Supreme Court also stripped the Securities and Exchange Commission of its main tool for enforcing rules against securities fraud. The 6-3 decision means the SEC can no longer use its in-house court to enforce regulations and impose penalties. Defendants accused of fraud now have the right to a jury trial. Justice Sonia Sotomayor, joined by Justices Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson, dissented and accused the conservative majority of upending long-standing precedent to cut back on the authority of federal agencies and said that litigants who seek to dismantle the administrative state would rejoice in the decision. And finally, the Supreme Court limited the EPA's ability to regulate air quality. The EPA's Good Neighbor Plan would curb nitrogen oxide pollution from industrial facilities and apply to 23 upwind states whose emissions can contribute to pollution in downwind states. The EPA said the plan would help prevent premature deaths, reduce emergency room visits, and cut asthma symptoms by limiting the amount of smog. But in a 5-4 vote, the court ruled that the emissions reduction standards set by the Good Neighbor Plan were likely to cause irreparable harm to about half the states unless the court halted the rule to consider challenges pressed by upwind states.
That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.